Hey guys, I'm back for episode number 2 of Book Review, The Catalyst. So, let's dive into the topic of how to convert time spent on an activity to the experience gained. So, the author explains this portion of the book by a simple example, by investigating the difference between a normal person walking and an athlete walking for his or her race, right? So, the author continues by saying that every ordinary person walks for years and years in their lives. However, that does not count as having experience in walking. But the athlete does have experience of it. The difference is only due to two factors, and that is the presence of the learning model and the will to want to improve. These are the two drivers that the athlete has in walking that you and I don't. Okay, so this is a good quote to start the podcast with. So the presence of a learning model is the difference. So what exactly, what in the world is a learning model, right? We all don't know about learning model. Actually, if you try for like a few minutes, maybe we could guess most of the things present in the model, because this is a kind of genre. Which is the productivity genre in novels, which is kind of confusing, because most of the elements stated in a novel can be found in TED Talks. And we do watch many TED Talks, as I think an average human watches like at least one or two TED Talks in a lifetime. Maybe, I don't know, these are not statistics or facts or whatever, just my guess. So, I mean, we do know shit, right? We know this crap, like, oh man, okay, if we take a learning model and then try to improve, then yeah, we gain experience. Okay, that sounds familiar. But we don't follow that in real life, right? So let's say if we are running, right? Maybe I run to the bus stop every morning because I'm late and I take too much time to take a shower. So that is not experience gained. But let's say if an athlete runs for the same amount of time, right? It's like 10 seconds of time, right? So if an athlete runs for 10 seconds, let's say Usain Bolt runs for 10 seconds or even lesser, so he has gained experience, because maybe he was timing himself, maybe he was thinking how to better himself in that region of practice. I don't know, right? So the presence of learning model is all the difference. So let's dive into what the learning model actually is. So in case if you're like me and you don't know how to make a learning model, which I know exactly, I don't know how to make a learning model, then you don't need to worry, right? As the author goes on to describe the pattern of a learning model, and it is abbreviated to the TMRR model. So the model stands for target, measure, review, and reflection. Though this might sound simple and many don't apply them in their daily lives on every hour spent on an activity, but this is the truth, right? If we have a target, a clear target, like, hey, hey, I have this target, right? I need to run for at least half an hour every day. And then I measure the amount of time I take for every lap. And then I measure the amount of distance covered in every lap, or maybe in half an hour. Or if I even take the count of how many times I need to stop, or how many times I get tired, or how many times I need inspiration or motivation to go on. So if you measure that, that's good, because you're following the second step correctly, right? The third step, review. You don't just take those statistics and keep it on the back shelf of your bookshelf, right? That's not how it goes. You take those statistics, maybe just get an application on Android or Apple or whatever phone you have, right? On whatever mobile you listen to this podcast on, or maybe your laptop, I don't know. take an application, or not even that, just take a paper and pen and note all these measurements, and then review them. You need to actually look at them with an open mind. I mean, it is disheartening to see yourself not complete a lap and instead of 30 minutes just covering a 20 minute run, and then getting tired and drinking like 5 liters of water, and then getting and then not being able to move an inch. That has happened to me as well, don't worry. You need to review them. You need to look at it with an open mind and be like, okay, I did this wrong and I'm not gonna do it tomorrow. And by that I mean like actually not gonna do it tomorrow. The fourth and the final step, which is the most important, I believe, being in an IB school, being in an IB education system, this is what we have been taught from nursery till now on. It is reflection. Many people overlook reflection, but this is one of the most important parts of anything you do. No matter you're just sitting in a room, just thinking about what you did today, that is reflection. But then you need to take that 5 minutes out of your so-called busy schedule. Just take out 5 minutes, or sleep 5 minutes less. It doesn't hurt your ass. Just sleep 5 minutes less, and then just notice what you have done. Just think about what you have done. Wait, I didn't study this chapter, and I didn't read this novel I wanted to read. I couldn't film. I couldn't record a podcast in the last 3 weeks. I was busy. I wasn't busy, just couldn't. It's not like it was not possible for me to take 10 minutes out, right? Exactly. That's not realistic for me to give an excuse. Oh, I had 50 essays to complete. I mean, it's not realistic enough. And yes, I was kind of procrastinating it, and I kind of would get distracted if I would film like a podcast, and then I might not be able to study with that of a clear mind. Actually, that was the real reason I didn't record a podcast. Anyways, so you need to reflect, right? You reviewed it, you measured it, you had a target, couldn't complete, whatever. You could complete or couldn't complete, doesn't matter. What matters in this model is the reflection. If you couldn't complete it, what do you need to do, or how could your procedure be better to complete it? And if you did complete your target, and if you did achieve your aim, your target, right, your goal, then what could be your next goal and how to achieve that goal, right? That should be the reflection. And the funny part is, it doesn't take that much of time, but then many people forget to reflect. And that is the TMRR model. That is the learning model. This might sound simple, as I stated earlier, but then that is the thing with productivity novels, right? You get the most simple of answers, but then you're like, wait, yeah, I won't complain because I don't do this stuff on a regular basis. So let me recap. The amount of time spent on a topic or spent on a subject is not equivalent to the experience gained, because the work done is not fully productive. So how to make all your time allocated to a subject productive? By taking in account the TMRR model, which stands for target, measure, review, and reflection. So you have a target, you measure it, you review it, if you have completed or not completed, then reflect accordingly. That is the TMRR model, and that is how the amount of time you spend into something can be converted to experience gained, right? So if there is one thing you and I can take from this book, it is that we practice regularly the reflection part. We should, actually. That is something I found the most important, and that was the point I felt just shouting at my face. I was like, it was just shouting at me. It was like, hey, why don't you reflect? Hey, you forgot to reflect. Because honestly, I can't even take 5 minutes off from my sleep before sleeping, right? I just crash. I can't take out 5 minutes for reflection. That's sad. Don't follow me for that. But do follow me on this podcast. do follow me on this podcast, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. Yeah, I'm everywhere. Follow me everywhere, and I hope you like this podcast. If you did, like, share, subscribe, comment, everything. I don't know. Follow me on Anchor for more. If you didn't like it, then let me know what I could improve. Comment it, because I mean, it's one of my first few podcasts, right? I need to improve. Clearly, I need to, and that's only gonna happen if I, of course, get more experience, which means I need to put in the TMRR model for the podcast, right? Not only my English, but then even my podcast. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed your 10 minutes spent on this podcast, and see you next week then. Bye. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.